1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by ScreenX, exclusively at Market Ridge Cinema in New Berlin. ScreenX provides moviegoers with a 270-degree viewing experience. Immerse yourself in the breathtaking visuals at Marcus Ridge Cinema's ScreenX in New Berlin. Get your tickets at marcustheaters.com.
That song can only mean one thing. You're always in the vicinity when it gets played. Santana Dotson, everybody.
What's happening, fellas?
I don't know. Casualty-free day, incident-free day yesterday. No stitches. No stitches. I broke a glass early yesterday morning, but that was that.
You broke a glass doing what?
I just knocked it off the.
It was over there even before the show. It was before the show started, wasn't it? Yeah.
Just whoops.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you hadn't had that coffee yet. You just kind of just reaching blindly.
Just kind of, you know, billiard balling my way down the, you know. aisle there, knocking into things.
Hitting the walls.
Yeah. I managed to avoid it. I had a gaffe-free day, first one yesterday. Didn't fall into a pool, didn't walk down a hot boardwalk with no shoes on.
You didn't have
on,
to hot
like
put
that.
It down a...
I did not. It was, okay. Everything went to... I kind of, like, picked my paths a little more carefully. No, so I had nothing. Yeah.
Did you see the boardwalk?
How's your tag holding up?
Your room key ID bracelet.
I've had to tie it several times.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of come loose a few times. Yeah, I feel like there'd be an extra charge if I lose it. So.
the biggest problem.
I'm swimming and holding it in my teeth.
He was yesterday. Yeah. Trying to get it fixed. Yeah. Yeah. Bring it by the front desk. I'll tie it up for you.
I'm sure.
You made a lot of money in the NFL, but you don't have to waste it on wristbands. That's for sure. You don't have it replaced.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. Where'd you go for dinner last night?
I did Chinese.
Asian.
Yeah, it was
night.
Asian.
Yes.
I was trying to think between the Chinese, Japanese, Asian. Let's go with Asian.
Sure.
Well, there's
sushi was outstanding. Very good.
See, there's two places, and they're right.
Is there two?
Yeah. It's like there's a door for one, and then right next to it is the door for the other.
Well, I went through the door for the other.
Was it the banh mi wan or wan mi ban?
Yeah, it's wan mi sound.
Yeah.
Wan
and
mi
there's
sound.
Another one right next to it.
Yeah. Yeah, so I had that. I had the sushi and a lobster or something. Very good, like amazingly good.
Yeah.
So you recommend?
Yeah, very
Chef
much
recommends.
So.
Yeah. Lamps Casino.
Have the special. Tell them I sent you.
Yeah. Day on the beach yesterday, kind of quiet, right?
Yeah. Stayed under the trees. Very majestic, like, you know, just a breeze and calming even.
If Tom Hanks had washed up here, and I don't mean, well...
Castaway?
I mean that beach, not like, well, the hotel is here, because he'd have walked up and said, hey, it's just a horrible crash, you know? But if he'd have washed up...
I was going to use the dead pilot's shoes... But I was hoping I could hitch a ride out of here.
You can go to the shop and get shoes, sir. We have flip-flops.
Because I cut the toes out of his because they don't really fit.
I mean, this beach is spectacular. If he'd have washed up here, I really don't think he'd have been in a gigantic hurry, you know, to get back to civilization. I think he could have settled in for a while. But that tooth thing, maybe.
Guy's got a roller skate I can borrow. Not a roller skate. God, he'd use a roller skate. An ice skate.
He and Wilson have been playing volleyball together.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You don't have to talk. Yeah, he may have had a better time had he washed up on these shores. Because that view is spectacular, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's outstanding. Mm-hmm. White sand, blue water. You can't beat it.
And the big man.
The deepest point. Oh, the Atlantic Ocean is
wait a
right
minute.
Out there.
I don't think he knows this, so slowly.
No.
Did you know that?
No.
Okay. All right.
Deepest point in the Atlantic Ocean is just out there about 140 miles.
When you say deep, I think sharks.
Deep. It's deep.
It's deep.
It's like 28,000 feet.
There's the weird stuff down there, like the fish with the lights for feeding and, you know.
You got fish with... Fish with flashlights, you say?
They got the lights that hang in front of their face.
They generate their own luminescent wheels.
They lure fish in with that.
They have big teeth like that.
Here's the point when I think y'all are messing with me.
Here's what you need to know. That deepest point, go ahead, finish that.
It's called the Milwaukee Deep.
Stop it.
It is.
Not stopping it. I'm really? Not going to stop it. Like Drew,
it's called the Milwaukee Deep.
The Milwaukee Deep, yes, because it was discovered by the USS Milwaukee, which had some kind of super sonar depth finding arrangement on it.
Right? Only Brian would know this, right?
Well, I saw it on a thing about the Bermuda Triangle. I said, the Milwaukee Deep, why is a place out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean near the Caribbean
called the Milwaukee Deep?
Right. So I looked it up. Mm.
So this is actually the deepest part of the Atlantic Ocean.
Yes. Right out that away.
How far would you say, mile-wise?
About 140 miles.
Okay.
It's where the Caribbean plate and the Atlantic plate shove into each other, and they create a trench. And the deepest part of the trench is the Milwaukee Deep.
Yeah, I bet you it's great for fishing.
Okay.
Need a lot
it's
of
great
line
for
there.
Losing airplanes, too, because it's part of the Bermuda
Triangle. Oh, that's
Triangle.
The Bermuda. Are we? So yeah, we're 140 miles from
Bermuda
the Bermuda
Triangle
thing?
Is just out that way, yeah. If you walk out into the ocean, you're in the Bermuda Triangle.
Wow. you just disappear and never. You were talking about sharks being in that the deepest part in the Milwaukee Deep. I think you're probably more danger in 5 feet of water from a shark attack.
You know, maybe right.
And you were probably in how much water yesterday?
Three.
Yeah.
Right to the knees, and I'm good.
But you walked out. You were out a long way in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you hoping to get into somewhere you could finally float or something?
See, I did not know all this about the Milwaukee Deep and the deepest part of the ocean, and we're close to the triangle.
The deepest
I'm going ankle deep today.
What was the water washing you gently back and forth, or was it crashing waves, or what was
very,
going on?
Yeah, it was very calm and majestic,
Yeah.
Santana got out when I got a crab latched onto my finger, and I went... Because I was holding on to a rock. We were kind of just floating there. And I went, whoa, a crab just latched on my finger. And he's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, it's time. It's time. Good talking to you, Eric. I didn't even ask if he was all right.
Now, the part you missed.
And are you all right?
Peace.
And the part you missed when you got back to shore was then Rock gets back and we're sitting there. There's a few of us, and he says, "Yeah, the crab pit latched onto my finger," and he goes, "I don't remember exactly how we got there, but he said I haven't had something like that happen since I had a bluegill latch on my nipple."
He proceeded to tell me that once we got to landside.
Things really got weird. Yeah.
And I said,
I don't ever remember animals doing anything like that to me.
Yeah.
I said, latching on to your what?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, my nipples. Yeah. I was working on the pier. And
I had my hands above my head in the water working on the pier. And
the hell?
Freaks you out, man.
Like, what kind of cologne are you using?
Right. So then we came up with the idea of, well, could you use that for bait? You know, could you come up with a lure, you know, that looks like a nipple that the bluegill would be attracted to?
Sure,
If they like your, I would go with your.
So maybe I could be a prototype. Right. I don't know.
So get Eric's nipples. That's the lure you're looking for.
The bluegill seem to enjoy them.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know how your lure would work because
I haven't really thought it out yet.
An inflatable sex doll wouldn't sink.
Turn her upside down.
With face down in the water.
Well, we're just going to duplicate the nipple and we'll put a sinker on there.
Well, I hadn't thought it through that far.
Yeah, keep it in the water. Yeah.
Just trying to get two bluegills at once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The double.
The double lure. Wow, it's really hard to cast, though.
And the thing is, it's happened to him multiple times. Not just a one-time deal.
Because once is an accident.
Right. Once is like, well, you
twice
know,
is a habit. Yeah. So, three times a trend.
I need to cover up more when I'm in the water, I guess.
Man, I guess so. Get a wetsuit, man.
And the fact that he would give that information freely.
You have to. Come on. If we got to the end of our careers and at our graduation dinner, our retirement dinner, Rock gets up and starts telling stories like that, I'd be going, you didn't tell those over all the years we were on the radio together? Bluegill are attracted to your nipples?
He's a bluegill magnet.
I'm not the only one I've heard this happening to.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, not just my nipples. It's,
so if we read about bluegills in some nature magazine or maybe on Wikipedia,
I'm not sure.
There'd be a paragraph entitled Bluegills and
maybe
and Nursing.
I've heard just word of mouth talking to people. I've heard of it happening to them. And like skin tabs or moles or something like that.
I got all of those.
We'll grab onto that.
I never had a bluegill latch on.
Come on, they used to
say I have.
They used to do that. What was the therapy where you, I don't know, you put your
those goldfish
feet in a tank of fish and they're supposed to eat all the
crud off your feet.
But we can't do that anymore. The health
disgusting
department
way of putting it. But yeah,
the health department shut that down, right, Carrie?
Did they really?
The health department?
Yeah.
Shut down what? Oh, the spas. Yeah, with the goldfish in your feet. Yes, yeah. Yes, they did.
You should listen to the show. It's really good.
I didn't think my microphone was on. I didn't know my microphone was on. I would have been commenting all about the nipples
so
and everything
cute
else.
She does it. Do what? Do what? Do what?
Thought I was just supposed to stay
story.
Quiet.
I got a great story for you. Bluegills are attracted to rock nipples.
I've been listening and laughing, but I thought I was supposed to stay quiet.
Well, anyway.
Eric called me the C word yesterday, too.
I
don't know if that's because the crab lapped out. He called me a chicken when I wouldn't go out there. Yeah. And guess why I didn't go out there? Because things get on your nipples and stuff. So, no.
Especially around him. I don't blame you.
Me and Santana had the right idea. We were like up to about here, and that's it.
What are you guys looking up? You're mad at work on your phones. What are you
looking up? I'm looking up bluegill nipple.
Yeah.
I think that's porn.
Bluegill nipple attraction?
I don't think you should. I think you'll get lost down here.
That's going to lead you down a
slippery
slope.
A path you don't want to know.
Men, guard your nipples.
The Milwaukee Deep slope.
The Milwaukee Deep.
Yeah.
Apparently, the bluegill that swim in our waters are farsighted and often mistake random underwater nipples.
Farsighted.
Nipple. Yeah.
Mine says right here, gills that bite humans. My nipples are like bluegill candy, it says.
Oh, my God.
Mine, too.
That's Eric's. That's his new nickname.
Candy?
Bluegill candy.
Yes, that's better than Gatorade.
Well, let's see them. I mean, what do we need to look out for? You know, can we... I want to know if I have them.
You're going to wind up with a meeting in HR if you insist that Eric lifts up his shirt.
I wasn't even in on this conversation until 30 seconds
ago.
Well,
you know what? You're out of the conversation now.
Thank you.
We invite you in and you do
Thank you.
Poor Eric.
You're in a bad mood today.
I feel harassed.
Exactly. And belittled and demeaned.
Like this could turn into a whole new sport. Like it could be a whole new sport. Like have you guys heard of noodling? Like noodling down south?
Yeah. That's where you put your arm in the
put your arm or your finger in the water and the catfish comes up and munches on it.
Yeah. They stick their arm in those holes on the riverbank and get a catfish all the way up to their elbow.
Well, there was a Japanese game show called Endurance 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was full of stuff like that.
So we could take those nipples and do something with them.
Just get a prototype.
This could be a
whole
new thing.
Yeah.
I'm looking for that thing to get viral so I can make some money on the internet. So maybe that's it. This is my ticket.
You see the guy on TikTok with the bluegills on his nipples? He made $5 million.
Yeah, don't get rid of TikTok, whatever you do.
If you make $5 million bucks on that, I'm going to be so jealous.
So mad.
So jealous.
Man, I'll get a bass boat then.
Shannon Sharp.
Yeah, we're buying lottery tickets, and Rock will get $100 million
for his freak show. For his candy nipples.
Yeah, you better put candy in the title.